This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi,
my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Abby Bennington. How are you, Abby?
Good, Chris. How are you?
I'm very good. We're going to be talking about Bordeaux today and we're going to talk about give an overview of Bordeaux. But before we get into it, I've been in the wine trade for 20 years, running WSET Level 3 courses now for forever, 10, 15 years. You're a Bordeaux accredited tutor, aren't you?
I am a Bordeaux accredited tutor, yes.
So you've been trained in Bordeaux.
Have, yes.
And you also do, you're one of our lead WSET Level 3 tutors.
Mm-hmm.
And you run your own tasting business, AB Tastings.
ABV Tastings, yes.
ABV Tastings.
Yes, okay. ABV Tastings.
And you've got an Instagram.
On the same name as well, ABV Tastings, so easy to find.
Lovely. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk a wee bit about Bordeaux, but first of all, where is Bordeaux? I know it's in France. Well, I know a bit more than that, but where is it?
Well, Bordeaux is situated on the western side of France. It's just below the sort of two-thirds of the way down. And it's basically a tricky bit of climate, a tricky area, because it's very close to the Atlantic Ocean, but it's historically very significant and has been producing wine there for thousands of years.
And I think the thing about the Atlantic is it does have influences because there's that Gulf Stream that runs down the side of it. And that means the climate is also a little bit maritime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at around 950 millimetres of rain a year in that maritime climate. And if you compare that, and dare I say it, to the other major wine producing region in France, that is Burgundy, we've got about 650. You get the impression that, you know, you've got a good old third more amount of rain coming down just in that area.
Yeah. And the problem with maritime climate is it rains all the time, anytime it feels like. It's not like a Mediterranean climate where you tend to get rain in winter. This is going to be all the time, anytime, randomly.
Yep.
It gives mold and mildew pressure. So you've got disease pressure, which means you've got spraying costs. But also it disrupts flowering and can influence the harvest as well.
Yes. I mean, harvest is the big worry as well, as you say, Chris. If it rains just before harvest, that can obviously dilute or even swell the grapes and also split the grapes. And then, of course, you've got rot coming in. So it really is a problem around harvest time. And hail as well. We mustn't forget hail. You do get these pockets of hail. I remember being out there in Bordeaux a couple of years ago and they just had a huge hailstorm in one of the smaller towns. And that just basically devastated the harvest just there and then in a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay. And I suppose there are some things that mitigate it, though. You've got the Gulf Stream and that's a warming climate. So that means that Bordeaux is actually a little bit warmer than you'd expect for its latitude. And the other thing you've got is the Landes Forest. Is it Landes that he's
It's a Lande. Lande Forest, yeah.
Jane will be laughing at me for my pronunciation again.
Yeah, the Lande, yeah.
Lande Forest. And that's a forest, it's between the Atlantic and, is it the Gironde? I tell you what, those rivers, I can never pronounce the Garonne and the Gironde.
Yeah, the Garonne and the Gironde and the Dordogne are the three key ones that you need to remember. But yes, yeah. That's right.
So what happens is the Lande Forest.
Lande Forest, yeah.
The Atlantic weather comes in and that forest stops it, it buffers it and protects the vineyards a little bit. Although I remember, I think it was 2005, there was about 10, 20 years ago, there was a massive, massive storm and it's wiped out big tracts of it. And I was down in Bordeaux talking to the guys about it. And because of the storm, they had less protection for quite a few years because it just wiped out so many trees.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a good one to know. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
And there's also the sandbanks, which are supposed to have some influence, although there is a little bit of debate about how important that those sandbanks are in terms of protecting the vineyards.
Okay. So you're absolutely right about those marginal climates, but also there are things that producers can do. For example, canopy management is a good thing that can be done. For example, if you're in a wet climate, you don't want a really dense canopy because you want airflow through that to open it up. The other thing you can do is there's that famous thing called VSP or vertical shoot positioning. Do you want to tell us what
that
is? Yeah.
So as you're absolutely right. So the climate can be mitigated by human factors. So viticultural management within the vineyard, including, as you say, canopy management. So opening up the pulling off some of the vines to expose the grapes to improve their exposure to the sun, but also to basically train the vines to maximize its ability to photosynthesize and catch the sun. So training those vines, vertical shoot positioning through the wires that are in the vineyard, and that absolutely maximizes the exposure of those leaves to the sun, which improves the photosynthetic ability of the vine.
It also means that every bunch of grapes gets a similar amount of leaf canopy that's got a similar exposure. So you get a consistent ripening, which is quite nice. And the other thing was that because you've got different grape varieties, you've got different flowering. So you mentioned hail and we mentioned rain as well being an issue earlier. And if you've got different grape varieties going through bud burst, flowering and harvest at different times, the chances of getting wiped out by one of those events just happening at the wrong time means you might lose one of your grape varieties or significant reduction in one of the grape varieties, but you get a more reliable consistency overall.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's talk about the grape varieties because there's four red ones and three white ones. And just what are they?
The king of the grape varietals is Cabernet Sauvignon,
followed
by Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and also Petit Verdot. Those are the four key grape varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, predominantly on the left bank, that's the left-hand side as you look at the map of Bordeaux, and Merlot on the right predominantly.
Yeah, and Cabernet Franc is on both, isn't it?
Yes.
It's grown in Saint-Emilion on the right bank and also in the left bank because the soil's there, it's quite nice.
It's important, yes. Yeah.
Of those grape varieties, if you think about ripeness of the grape varieties, you've got the grape variety that ripens the easiest is probably Merlot, maybe Cabernet Franc, because Cabernet Franc grows in the Loire, so it is a grape variety that can grow in cooler climates. And then Merlot, that's pretty easy ripening in Bordeaux. But then you get into Cabernet Sauvignon, and it ripens pretty reliably, but only if you get the right conditions and the right positions. And then you've got Petit Verdot, which doesn't ripen reliably, so you only see a very small amount of that in most red blends.
That's absolutely true. So Cabernet Sauvignon really does need a lot of sunlight and a lot of warmth to ripen fully. And it's arguably said that even in the best years in Bordeaux, you can struggle to ripen Cabernet Sauvignon fully. So that is why Bordeaux as a region is all about the blends. So this is why you get the varietals such as Merlot, as you say, Cabernet Franc coming into the fore. And that's what makes those so important when you're thinking about how you eventually make your wine as a combination of those grapes.
The lack of ripeness or the difficulty in ripeness means that certain soils become quite important. I'm not a big soil guy. I know a lot of people selling expensive wines go on about the soils, but they are important, particularly in marginal climates. And I think soils, particularly where the climate may be a little bit marginal, soils can make a significant difference. So for example, there's a lot of gravel, and that's a warming soil. But then in other places, you've got clay, which is a cooling soil, and even limestone, which is a cooling soil as well. So how does the gravel influence the Cabernet Sauvignon?
Well, you're absolutely right. So gravel's a key component of the soil, particularly on the left bank. So that would be in the Haut Médoc, the High Médoc in Bordeaux. And those little gravelly outcrops are really good because gravel, as you know, probably from other level two WSET courses, is gravel is great for absorbing the heat from the sunlight in the day and then in the evening reflecting that heat back onto the vine. So really, those gravel outcrops make it possible to ripen Cabernet Sauvignon even when it's a bit chillier in it as the climate goes. Compare that to over on the right bank, which is where Merlot is more dominantly grown and is better in the blends. You've got clay soils, and clay is wet, it's heavy and cool. And Merlot really does thrive in those environments. And that's why quite often, as you go inland, as you're on the right bank, as I say, looking at the geography of the land, Merlot is king over that side of the Bordeaux region.
I think there's two other things I'd like to touch on that. The first is that as you move away from the Atlantic Ocean inland, the climate changes just subtly. If you're by the Atlantic Ocean, you've got that in winter, you've got that warming influence from the Atlantic Ocean, which means as you're coming out of winter, and the land's quite cool, relatively cool, the closer you are to the Atlantic, the warmer it is. Further inland, the cooler it is, which means that magic 10 degrees that you need for photosynthesis, you're going to hit it just a little bit earlier if you're closer to the Atlantic. Similarly, at the end of the growing season, as the land's cooling down, but the water's holding the temperature, mm-hmm. again, you're just going to spread that temperature a little bit longer, so you're going to stay above that magic 10 degrees. So if you're closer to the Atlantic, you find that you get a slightly longer growing season, not masses, but enough to make a material difference. Further inland, you get a slightly shorter growing season. And if you're struggling to ripen grape varieties, then such as Cabernet Sauvignon, a little bit longer to grow the grapes, it's got to help.
Absolutely. That's a really key indicator. So as you say, as you come inland, as you come in towards the right bank, it is a little bit cooler. And it's those marginals and those marginal differences is what makes it possible to, as you say, ripen Cabernet Sauvignon fully as opposed to some of the other varietals.
Okay, cool. All right. I think that's a great overview on Bordeaux. Thank you very much, Abby.
Pleasure.